Delighted to say, joining me now live in the studio is Declan Kerr. Declan, of course, is the media officer from the Donegal Sports Star Awards. Declan, that time of year again, the banquet itself is taking place at the Mount Errigal Hotel, Letterkenny. That is, of course, 31st of January, Friday the 31st of January, with the launch of the awards taking place this coming Monday, the 6th of January, in the Mount Errigal Hotel. And you have a man launching it, and he's certainly no stranger to Highland Radio and no stranger to sport in Donegal.
No, indeed. Kieran, Peter O'Donnell will perform the launch on Monday evening, and no better man for the job. Peter has been a great supporter of the Donegal Sports Star Awards over the years, and he's a previous winner himself on a couple of occasions. So we're looking forward to having Peter there to be part of the launch and to formally launch the 2024 awards, which is actually the 49th time that the awards will take place. The first awards was back in 1976.
Big 50th anniversary. Big 50th anniversary next year. Declan, in terms of the awards itself, the banquet is taking place on the 31st of January. How, if people's listening in here now and they're interested in buying tickets, is there still tickets available? If so, how can they purchase them?
Yeah, well, tickets just actually haven't gone on sale yet, Kieran. They'll go on sale directly after the launch on Monday evening. And they're priced at €35 for adults and €20 for primary school going children. And they'll be available solely from the Mount Errigal Hotel. And you can contact them there on 910-6700. And that's any time from Monday evening on. So we would advise, again, as you know from the past, Kieran, we're drawing numbers in and around 500 to the function. So we'll be advising nominees to get their orders in as soon as possible after the launch on Monday evening.
We're certainly going to speak about the nominees in just a second. Four people, I make it four people know already they are going to get awards. Those four are Mark Coyle, the first ever Donegal man to captain a side to a League of Ireland title, Burtman Mark Coyle. Sadie Duffy is also there. Is she receiving award as well in the Mount Errigal Hotel? Lifelong figure when it comes to Ellie's Golden Gloves Boxing Club in Buncrana. The third person is Charlie Collins. Charlie, of course, no stranger here to Highland Radio. Great work down through the years. And not forgetting the fourth, Richie Kelly, a huge soccer figure. He was working hard behind the scenes in the formation of Finn Harps along with Patsy McGowan back in the day. So four people that certainly need no introduction to sport. Declan?
Definitely not, Kieran. Richie Kelly, just the last name you mentioned there. Richie, as you said, was involved in the formation of Finn Harps behind the scenes along with Patsy McGowan. But he had also two major highlights in his managerial career. He also, by the way, played on the Finn Harps team in 1968 that won the FAI Intermediate Cup. But in managerial terms, he managed a Donegal youth team to the county's first ever inter-county youth title in 1978, when the likes of Paddy Bonner would have played Con McLaughlin, to name a few. And then in 1983, he managed the Donegal Oscar Trainer team to the national title. It's the one and only time that a Donegal Junior League side has won that title ever. So that's a massive achievement. He was also involved with Killeigh FC in the Ulster Senior League. And of course, he's very, very well known as the sports broadcaster for a long number of years with Radio Foyle, retired some years ago, but certainly a legendary figure in sport in Donegal. And of course, Charlie Collins needs no introduction either in terms of his sports broadcasting, and also as a player with Letterkenny Rovers in his time. And as you say, Mark Coyle, a huge achievement this year, captaining the Shelburne side to that Premier Division title, the first Donegal man to captain a team to a Premier Division title. Of course, Mark cut his teeth in soccer here at underage level with Finn Harps as a right back. When he went into the senior side, Ollie Horgan converted him into a defensive midfielder. Damien Duff seen the quality of his game during that period, and he took him to Shelburne. He's been with Shelburne a few years, and he was made captain. He was also on the team of the year this year, and also won a player of the month, and scored in Europe for Shelburne. So a worthy recipient of the professional sport achievement. And the last name there is Sadie Duffy from the Ellis Golden Gloves Club in Buncrana. Needs no introduction in boxing circles, locally, nationally and internationally. And she is now currently the chairperson of the International Boxing Association Referees and Judges Committee for a two-year term. She is the first Irish person and woman to have been appointed to such a position at world level.
Absolutely amazing. And when you look at those four names and their achievements, Donegal Sport, like there's not many other counties would have such accolades. And you look at Mara Coyle as well, I can't help but say, like, he was part of the Donegal on GA panels as well. He was part of the underage, he played minor Ulster Championship, he played under 20 Ulster Championship, and he was in fringes of county panels as well. So well deserving awards. Now on to the nominees, Declan. The Appreciation Award, five people nominated for this award.
Yes, we have five people there. Danny Ferry and Tony McNamee, who are with the Finn Harps Down Syndrome Futsal Team. Eugene Gallagher from the McCools Club in Balbuffet. Mary Lynn O'Neill from the Donegal School of Shotokan Karate, and Michael Corn from the Tynan Rowing Club. All very, very worthy nominees there, and certainly it'll be interesting. But you'll have to wait, Kieran, until the 31st of January to see who the winner is there. We're still currently working through the as you can see there, there's over 35 categories, so we're just, the judging is going on at the moment. But as I say, five very worthy nominees there, and certainly whoever wins it will certainly be very deserving.
I'm looking at the athletics category here, Declan, and if you give me 20 euro to put on who's going to win out of the four, I just do not know. Anne-Marie McGlynn, Dublin National Women's Marathon title back in October. And then you have two people who represented Ireland at the Olympics, Kelly McGrory from Tyrconnell AAC and Mark English, and not forgetting Fintan Duras from Tyrconnell AAC.
Well, they're all very, very fine athletes. I suppose Fintan is the youngest one there, but he has competed at international level as well. So, yes, I mean, Kelly, Mark and Anne-Marie have been excelling in athletics for a number of years now. And this year again, 2024, each one of the four there have all had significant achievements, and that puts them in the frame now for the as the nominees for the athletics category. And certainly it's not an easy one to decide.
Three people competing it out in the boxing category.
Yeah, Cathar Gormley from the Ellis Golden Gloves Club there in Buncrana. Young Roisin Higgerty with the Twin Towns now. She was with Ellis. And Shan Doohan from the Dunfanaghy Boxing Club. All three have won national titles this year, so they're all very worthy nominees there.
In the club category, two GA clubs, including Dunlow LGFA Club, and obviously Niamh Power, the Gisgaheen Ulster Club champions. Maybe they might have a crack at the All Ireland after tomorrow's quarter final. And there's another three teams in there as well, Declan.
Yeah, in addition to those two, you have the Doe Amateur Swimming Club, who are a well known swimming club that have been in existence for a long number of years and providing a great service to the community down there. And also you have the Lough Swilly Junior Sea Angling Club. They're, I suppose, a relatively new club, but they have been excelling already on the national and international stage. They had a couple of young people actually competing in the World Championships, which were held here in Downings during the summer. And then Loughras Point Rowing Club are very well known on the national and international scene as well. They have had a number of competitors at international tournaments in 2024.
And in terms of the manager of the year, three people down for this one. The man himself, Gavin Collin. What a great year Cockhall Celtic had. Niamh Paddy Gisgaheen, a great year for them, as we already mentioned. Daniel McCauley nominated, and Dermot McGranahan, great work at Fun Valley Athletic Club.
Yeah, and I mean, Dermot McGranahan is heavily involved with Fun Valley Athletic Club at a local level, but then at national and international level, Dermot has been also very much involved in coaching junior sides, and again, it's because of that he's got the nomination. Daniel McCauley, and as you were speaking about earlier there, over in London for that game tomorrow, and Gavin Cullen, neither of them, I suppose, needs much introduction at this stage. Both of them have had a lot of success so far. Gavin had a very good year with Cockhill, and Daniel's season's not over yet, and fingers crossed that they'll get a move another step on towards that All-Ireland title tomorrow.
Myself and Mark Gallagher was speaking a few short time ago regarding darts, and the darts is certainly growing. Luke Littler doing the sport no harm. We have four people in the darts category at these awards. Declan.
Yeah, all four of these, Adrian Devine from Buncrana, Caoirte Boyle of Glentis, Dean Gallagher, Bridge End, and Gerald McGlynn of Glenfinn. Each of those have been performing at a very high level, both locally and nationally this year. So that's the reason that those four names are in for this year. A couple of them have been there before in terms of Adrian Devine has been there before as a nominee, and Gerard McGlynn has also been there before.
In terms of equestrian, we have three people down for this one. Dylan Brown Monaghan, Letterkenny, Luke McAteer for Ralph Mullen, and Oisin Orr. Those three guys are a great, great, great 24.
I mean, if you're watching the local media every week and social media and everything else, each one of those guys are winning every week. Luke McAteer from Rathmullen has had another very good 2024, very consistent. Oisin Orr, who's based now in England, again, another good year, both in England and, of course, further afield as well. And Dylan Brown McMonagall, likewise, a good season here in Ireland with Joseph O'Brien. He has also competed in England, and he spent 5 weeks there in Australia recently.
Three people in total battling it out in the Gaelic football category, and I'm not too sure. Three guys, great, great 24. I'm not too sure how to pick a winner here. Kieran Moore from the St. Eunice Club was 1 year the young St. Eunice man will not forget. And then you have the two All-Stars, Oisin Gallan from Sean McCool's and Patrick Morgan from the St. Noel's Club.
Well, all three players have had magnificent seasons in 2024 under Jim McGuinness. They were good players anyway, but I mean, last year all three excelled. And Kieran was actually nominated for the Young Player of the Year. And then Oisin and Patter both got All-Stars. So listen, three very, very worthy nominees there, Kieran.
Moving on now to gymnastics. Five in total, Declan.
Yeah, five in total. Gymnastics has always been a big part of the Donegal Sports Star Awards. We've nearly had a winner there every year from that category. This year we have Gardner of the Citadel Gymnastics Club, Kiva Harrison from Twisters Gym, Jack Hannigan and Lillian Beck, both from Citadel, and then Maeve McLaughlin, another nominee from the Twisters Club. Again, listen, all five have had very good years, and they're all on the frame now for the winning accolade when it comes on the 31st of January.
In terms then of hockey, three in total, Declan. Julie Wilson from Raphoe Hockey Club, Luke Witherow from a Banbridge Hockey Club, and another Raphoe member as well, Matthew Leckie.
Yeah, Julie Wilson and Matthew Leckie won the respective male and female players of the year with the Raphoe Hockey Club for fine seasons in the Ulster leagues. And then Luke Witherow, he's with Banbridge for some time now, and he's gained international senior recognition in the last season. So, again, Luke actually would have been a nominee before with us some time back. But all three have had very good seasons.
And then in terms of hurling, three people battling it out for the hurling category. Two hurlers from Burton and a hurler from the St. Tanta Club.
Yeah, you have the two Burton men, Lamog McKinney and Stephen Gillespie, and Jerry Gilmore. All three got All-Stars. They were in the best 15 this year in the hurling. So, and Jerry Gilmore is the reigning champion there. He won the 2023 hurling award at our awards back last January.
Moving on now, Declan, to motorsport. Motorsport, we're going to come to martial arts in just a second. Motorsport, another fine year from four Donegal men. You have David Kelly, Donegal Town. You have Ryan McHugh from Frosses, Cian Dunnes, Kyle McBride, and Convoy native Dean O'Sullivan.
Yeah, David Kelly actually won the motorsport category with us a few years ago. He had another good year and had a very, very good performance in the Donegal International Rally. Of course, Dean O'Sullivan is well known too as a navigator from Convoy. And then you have Kyle McBride and Ryan McHugh, who were both at the upper end of results throughout the year and both finished the year very well.
Martial arts now, Declan, three people in for this award.
Yeah, this time we have Liam Grant. He's with the Strike Martial Arts Academy in Derry, but he's from Donegal. Teresa Gallagher is with the Letterkenny Shotokan Karate Club, and Valentine Conbro is with the Rillian Gracie Ireland club here in Letterkenny. All three have enjoyed national success this year, so they're both, all the three are now in the frame for the martial arts category.
In terms of a para athlete, we have two people: Alicia Friel, that's from the Ireland women's cerebral palsy team, and not forgetting Tegan O'Reilly, Drumbar United.
Yeah, Elsie Friel was with the Irish team that had an international success. She's from Drumkeen, and she's a student at Loretto Convent here in Letterkenny. Tegan O'Reilly is well known in the deaf futsal scene. She was with the Irish team a couple of years ago, along with Catherine Greer from Remelton, who were out at the World Championships. And Tegan has continued that success this year, again involved at national level, and also with her home club here, Drumbar FC.
A number of primary schools and secondary schools, too much to mention, but great, lots of good work going on at primary schools and secondary schools.
We have nine categories there, which we've had for a number of years now, Kieran, and they're all, schools are a huge part of the Donegal Sports Star Awards, and Donegal County Council came in as the sponsor there in the early 70s as for the schools, and they're now the exclusive sponsor of the whole awards. But it's a very important part, and we're looking forward to having nine winners again there on the 31st of January.
Exciting times ahead for the parents and indeed the students. Sea Angling, three people nominated for this award, Declan, and they're all from the Loch Swally Sea Angling Club.
Yes, Sea Angling is very strong down with the Loch Swally Junior Sea Angling Club here down in, based really in Rathmullen. You have Hannah Joseph, and you have Joseph Donaghy and Patrick Donaghy. All three of those have had a very good season. A couple of them have been involved at international level as well. So that's the three that's on the frame for that category this time, Kieran.
In terms of soccer, some big names here, some household names here. You have Gavin McAteer, the young Finn Harps soccer player. He was getting showing interest from Cross Channel, Nottingham Forest, one team in particular. And then you have Garvin Friel, the FAI Amateur Footballer of the Year. And Brona Gallagher, Bonagie United, certainly scoring lots and lots of goals there. Now playing with Sion Swifts.
Yeah, Brona Gallagher has been a fine forward for Bonagie, but she's now with Sion Swifts, and she enjoyed success in the Northern Ireland League there with Sion Swifts in 2024. Of course, the other two, Garvin Friel, has been an outstanding player with Coghill Celtic over a number of years, and young Gavin McAteer has come on the scene at Finn Harps senior team this year, just 16 years of age. So, yeah, listen, three footballers there that are well worthy of being nominated, and we look forward now just to seeing who's going to be the winner there.
11 people in total for our next category, Declan. That's a special athlete of the year.
Yeah, two of them are would be classed as individuals in this. You would have Owen Rooney there from the Nemo Special Olympics Swim Club, and then Sarah Bradley from the Jumping Jack Special Olympics Gymnastic Club, and then we have the Finn Harps League of Ireland Down Syndrome futsal team, and that includes Anna Hennessy, Daniel O'Reilly, David Crawford, Hughie Sweeney, Keelan Doherty, Leanne Kelly, Meg Carr, and Sean McCusker. They had a couple of successes on the national stage this year.
In the swimming category at the Donegal Sports Star Awards, two people nominated?
Yeah, Killian Murphy here with the Swally Seals Club in Letterkenny has enjoyed a lot of success in 2024. Likewise, Maeve McLean, she's from Milford, but she swims with the City of Derry Club, and Maeve too has had a lot of fine wins in 2024.
And second last, we have team of the year. Six teams nominated. I wouldn't like to be trying to vote in this one.
No, listen, they're all very worthy to be in there. With a shout of taking the award, the team award. Yeah, as we have spoken about already, Niamh Padraig, Iscaigheen are in there by virtue of that success they've had so far in terms of winning the Donegal Club Championship, the Donegal Junior Club Championship, and also, of course, that historic Ulster title as well. Coghill Celtic, of course, won the FAI Junior Cup this year. You have the Donegal Men's Darts team, who won a national title. the Downing's Club who reached the final of the Ladies Junior Championship up at Parnell Park there recently, and obviously had won the county and Ulster titles. You have the Godore Golf Club Senior Scratch Team and Kincashler Rowing Club Women's Team. Both of those have had outstanding successes also in 2024.
Finally, Declan, two people nominated for Triathlon of the Year. Mike McGinley from the Letterkenny 24/7 Triathlon Club, and not forgetting Noel Parker, also from the Letterkenny 24/7
Yeah, Triathlon that's Club. Right, Kieran. Now, Triathlon, we hadn't that category just for a couple of years. It had been part of it for a number of years before that, so it's good to have it back. Young Mark McGinley, Mark and Noel are with the Letterkenny 24 Triathlon Club. Both have had their respective successes during 2024, and that sees them nominated for this category.
And Declan, you are the media officer for quite some time. How long have these awards been running for? At least 48 years, isn't it?
They started in 1976, Kieran, we're going into our 49th awards now at the end of January. And as you said earlier at the intro, next year it's the big 50th, so there'll be a lot of extra work next year. I suppose one of the things we will be doing, Kieran, next year is the winners of 1976 will be invited back for the 50th to the actual awards banquet. That's the plan. That's what we've done for the 40th, so we hope to do the same. And of course, we can't forget the people that are being honoured now on Monday evening, just at our launch, who won awards 40 years ago. So lots of good people there, individuals and teams that won awards in 1984.
Finally, Declan, before I let you go, it was a full house last year. I'm sure you're expecting more of the same this time round.
Well, we would anticipate more of the same, Kieran. So just on that note, as you said earlier, we need just to ask people, once the launch is over on Monday evening, for people to go and look about buying their tickets, because there will be a big demand.
Declan, I was going to let you go, but I have one more question for you. Jim McGinnis was a special guest last year. Do you know who the special guest is going to be this time?
We do. That will be announced on Monday evening at the launch.
Declan Kerr, Media Officer at the Donegal Sports Star Awards. A huge thanks for joining us on Hen Radio this evening.
Thanks, Kieran.